happening. So anyway, today's hadith عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر أصابه فإن كان لا بد فاعلا فليقل اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وتوفني إذا كانت الوفاة خيرا لي متفق عليه. Then Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you should desire death because of some difficulty that has afflicted him. None of you should desire death because of some difficulty that has afflicted him. Here we explain that in this world a person will go through some difficulties, either with his health, with his family, with his children, or a person will have some type of physical ailment, whatever it is, but this person is going through some difficulty. Because of this difficulty, the person should not desire death. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in the first part of the hadith. Now we're coming to the second part, but before we come to the second part of this hadith, there will be times when a person is extremely constrained. Not everyone has got that mental strength, that imani quwwat, to be happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. A lot of time people will be constrained. People will be finding it very difficult, and they have no choice, but they want to make some type of dua that aligns them with death. In other words, something that will align them, that I'm tired now, a person is going through. So Shariat also caters for that, where a person is going through and now he feels that the only way out for me is to die. So then even in that situation, if a person has to now desire death, look how beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us one dua to make. If you are constrained, there's no way out, you feel that you have to pass away, then make this dua. If you have to, then make this dua. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, if he is constrained to do something. In Arabic, this word, la budda fa'ilan, there's no other exit route except to do this. There's no other escape route. In other words, person finds there's no other way out for me except to make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, make this dua. If you have to make dua for death, then make this dua. What dua? Oh Allah, keep me alive for as long as life is better for me. And oh Allah, make me die if death is better for me. Look what a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, Allahumma ahyini ma kanatil hayatu khayran li. Oh Allah, keep me alive for as long as life is better for me. And oh Allah, cause me to die if death is better for me. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to make this dua. Allahumma zuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and grant me death in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful dua. We see Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, the wisdom and the foresight he had. Part of this chapter is that when a person is going through for some deeni reason now, his iman is getting afflicted, he's unable to practice, and there's so much of fear that my iman may be lost. At that time now, a person is allowed to make dua for maut, because now it's not for any worldly reason, it is for his deen. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he performed his last hajj, he made this dua that, oh Allah, that the borders of Islam has spread far and wide. The rule of Islam, the sultanate of Islam has spread far and wide. I fear, he was Amirul Mu'mineen, he says, oh Allah, I fear that somebody's rights I will not be able to fulfill. As Amir, he was worried about fulfilling the rights of people. Somebody's rights I will not be able to fulfill. And oh Allah, I fear that somebody may lose his rights, whatever rights he has as a citizen, he may lose that right because of me. So Allah, before that time comes where somebody loses their right because of me, before that time comes, take me away from this world. What a nice dua to me. They're not saying, oh Allah, I want to die because of the difficulty or anything like that, but I'm scared that people may lose their rights. Islam has spread so far and so wide. At that time, more than 2/3 of the known world Islam had spread to. So he's making this dua that before anybody's rights can get trampled, oh Allah, take my life away. He returned from Hajj. Just about 2 or 3 salahs had passed. Umar radiallahu anhu got stabbed in salah. You know that story in Fajr salah. He got stabbed and he passed away. So Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. But what a nice way he made dua. Not asking for maut, but asking that Allah Ta'ala save him from being a cause of anybody's rights being taken away. And that is what you call a person that has got very far thinking, very broad thinking, very, very intelligent in the way he makes du'as. And he got what he asked for. He made du'a, oh Allah, Allah marzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, Allah, grant me shahadat. He got shahadat, and he also got maut in Madinah Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.